Wilmington Mayor John Carney vowed to make addressing homelessness a priority in his first year in office, but housing advocates say recent task force recommendations are not going far enough. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Wilmington resident Debbie Pyle has been homeless since 2019. Tears stream down her face as she describes her daily reality.
There's nothing good about being homeless. Nothing. Because you're looked down on. They think you're nothing. You're a piece of crap.
A city task force recently issued recommendations for Wilmington officials to combat the issue of homelessness. Those include allowing tents in a local park, building tiny homes, adding drop-in centers, and personal storage facilities. The recommendations don't say how they will be funded. Delaware advocates like Cheyenne Miller say the task force was more focused on making homeless less visible than solving it.
The recommendations were very limited. They really focused on managing the day-to-day of living outside as opposed to making it so people don't have to live outside.
Miriam Day-Day heads the Title Shift Justice Project. She says the lack of low-barrier shelter beds is helping drive Wilmington's homeless crisis.
When shelters don't have enough beds for the number of people who need them, and even the few beds available require you to be sober or practice a certain faith, many people have no choice but to sleep outside.
Debbie Pyle is fighting to stay housed. Unable to work, she is also battling an opioid addiction. The 56-year-old says she has been sober for 5 months. Pyle is currently in a faith-based recovery program. She is required to pay for her housing and attend religious programming. She says she's been fined for breaking the rules.
I'm basically trying to determine whether or not I'm just going to pack and leave. I'd rather be back on the street. I didn't have all the stress. I didn't have all the demands.
Back on the streets could mean dodging police officers and business district ambassadors, who she says can be rough in their attempts to move her off city sidewalks.
You have downtown visitors that will come by and kick and kick and kick.
Wilmington and civil rights groups settled a lawsuit last year over the policing of people living on the streets. The head of Downtown Vision says that means they no longer approach people loitering on city sidewalks. He denies the group's workers have kicked homeless people. Miriam Day-Day says still, police often do sweeps where they forcefully remove people sleeping outside. She says homelessness shouldn't be criminalized. Day-Day and other advocates say they're asking for the city to adopt a housing-first approach. They want Wilmington officials to put money in the city budget for more emergency shelter beds and day centers, and for the city to mandate affordable units in any new housing developments or renovations. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.